You're listening to Acoustic Avenue. Today we're broadcasting from the Evolution Stage in the second of four episodes of North Country Fair. This is Ted Crouch, your host and festival MC with co-producer Joe Little in Calgary, Alberta. On Acoustic Avenue, we recognize with respect and gratitude that these lands where we live, work, and make our music remain home to a number of Indigenous nations and people. We acknowledge this land out of respect for the Indigenous nations who have cared for Turtle Island, also called North America, from before the arrival of settler peoples until this day. North Country Fair is our online fantasy fair featuring some of our favorite artists who we would love to see and hear in an all-Canadian festival lineup. In this episode, we look a little deeper into the evolution of festivals during the last 70-plus years. The roots of folk music festivals in this country can be traced back to the 1950s and 1960s, when the folk music revival was gaining momentum. In 1959, the idea for a Mariposa Folk Festival was launched in Orillia, Ontario, making it one of the earliest and longest-running folk festivals in Canada. In this first set, you will hear David Whiffen, who played in 1966 at Mariposa. Mr. Whiffen also had a profound impact on my musical career after a chance meeting at a Michigan Tech University coffee house. In the early 70s, while touring his Coast to Coast Fever album, we swapped stories between sets and shared songs over the weekend. Right then and there became a life-changing moment as I decided to head back to Canada and pursue my musical passion. I'll share a bit more of that story in our final episode. Today, Mr. Whiffen plays the title track from Coast to Coast Fever. You will also hear Ian and Sylvia, performers at the inaugural 1961 Mariposa Festival, alongside other artists including Bonnie Dobson, Al Cherney, Alan Mills, and The Travelers, to name a few. Four Strong Winds, perhaps their best-known song, was written by Tyson and recorded by many. This song also became an encore standard for several years at the Edmonton Folk Festival, often led by Bill Bourne. It is also considered the unofficial anthem of Alberta. To open this episode of North Country Fair, I am with Joni Bai and Linda Kidder, and we will sing Hold the Rain. Inspired in part from songwriting conversations with David Whiffen, we really enjoyed putting this one together in the studio and hope you enjoy it. From the Evolution Stage at North Country Fair, here is Hold the Rain, Coast to Coast Fever, and Four Strong Winds.
Crossing this country for the love of a friend. Now I find I'm back again to where it all began. Riding horses, wind and rain, the situation's the same. Love gives, love grows, love is about change. You walk on this highway, searching for diamonds and gold. Pearl of wisdom, closest friends, get it before they get too old. Some may think, others drink, celebrating other riches in hand. A temple to the tundra, communicating woman and man. I do when I'm with you. Lose my words, it hurts. Is this really happening to you? Are you running from those old lies? got them, don't you want to get your loving from someone who puts their loving into you? Hold the rain from falling in your hand. Love runs deep, is calling. Heaven opens your castles in the sand. Sky hue blue, clouds sail by. Pictures you painted in your mind. Water in your brush turn rivers to rust. Tears are falling rain from your eyes. Was crossing this country for the love of a friend. And I find I'm back again to where it all began. Riding horses, wind and rain, the situation's the same. Love gives, love grows, hold the rain. Hold the rain.
At 17, he started to try some things, been on his mind. Living the life of a man on the go and having a real good time. Then she came along and there's not much to show, but he used to think she was fine. Before she went, the money got spent on good times, whiskey and wine. Now it's a bar stool and blinkers. Couldn't sleep yet anyway. Well, he's low inside, and a taste of fame has turned the tide. Yes, he's got a coast-to-coast fever and highway on his mind. Seven years passed alone, and last he decided to hit the road. With a mind full of fire and a heart full of ashes, he carried his heavy load. And he played his tunes to empty rooms right on down the line. But before he went, the money got spent on good times, whiskey and wine. Now it's a bar stool and blinkers. He couldn't sleep yet anyway. Well, he's low inside, and a taste of fame has turned the tide. Yes, he's got a coast-to-coast fever and highway on his mind. When a ship came in, he was tired and thin, and he didn't know what lay in store. The people came around and the rooms were filled. They were busting through the door. And he drew the crowds and they cheered so loud, and he started to feel so fine. But before they went, the money got spent on good times, whiskey and wine. Now it's a bar stool and blinkers. You couldn't sleep yet anyway. Well, he's low inside, and a taste of fame has turned the tide. Yes, he's got a coast-to-coast fever and highway on his mind. And now he sits alone like there's no one home, just staring out the door. The bottle keeps him company as he wonders what he stays there for. Cause when he drew the crowds and they cheered so loud, well, it made him feel so fine. But before they went, The money got spent on good times, whiskey and wine. Now it's a bar stool and blinkers. You couldn't sleep yet anyway. Well, he's low inside, and a taste of fame has turned the tide. Yes, he's got a coast-to-coast fever, and highway on his mind. Yes, he's got a coast-to-coast fever, and highway on his mind.
Listening to North Country Fair on Acoustic Avenue. In this second set, we begin with an artist I had the pleasure of meeting and working with on several occasions, Long John Baldry. From an initial booking at McEwen Hall in Calgary, Baldry returned to that city a year later for a three-night stand at Slack Alice's, sharing his life story and songs up close and personal. In 1986, we collaborated on a production at the Edmonton Fringe Festival and recorded Long John's voice reciting his spoken word from the musical drama called Traps. The last time we worked together was during the 1997 Salmon Arm Roots and Blues Festival, We sang Iko Iko, along with a room full of voices, for the festival encore. It's an honor to welcome Long John Baldry with A Thrill's a Thrill. He will be followed by Coco Lavalcorn, a pop and jazz singer-songwriter originally from Antigonish, Nova Scotia, with stops in Toronto and Vancouver before settling in Owen Sound. Coco has appeared at several festivals across Canada, including Deep Roots, Moose and Fiddle, Blue Skies, Home County, Summer Folk, Stewart Park, Vancouver Island Music Fest, Mariposa, Robson Valley, and Arts Wells. We had the pleasure of presenting Coco in Salmon Arm in 2016 on her Wonderland album release tour. From that album, she will play Unbreakable. And ending this set is an artist I had the pleasure of working with during the latter stages of her career. A chance phone call one day in 2018 to Laura Smith in Mahone Bay, Nova Scotia, ended up lasting an hour and led to developing a Western Canadian tour together. When Laura played in Salmon Arm, we enjoyed some precious time together, visiting with her and Kim Dunn, piano player, during that tour. We were looking forward to a month-long tour in Austria for the fall of 2020, though sadly, Laura passed away earlier that year. She left us with a legacy of beautiful and skillfully crafted songs, and today we will play I Built a Boat, one of our favorites from her album, Everything Is Moving. This is Long John Baldry, Coco Lavalcorn, and Laura Smith.
Got it made, so you can live in your head. Ah, you can live in your heart. But if you don't live at all, then why the hell you start? You see, a thrill's a thrill. Thrill's a thrill. I said a thrill's a thrill. Even in paradise. Even in paradise. Now the young boys are all hanging out in bars. Old men don't have to cruise them all night in cars. And those young girls that love the smell of flowers. And all women love to play with them for hours. Days are in and the streets are out. And the boys just leave us all in doubt. They know that a thrill's a thrill. Thrill's a thrill. A thrill's a thrill. Even in paradise. Yeah. Even in get up, and we ought to get down. Ooh, I'll try anything if it makes my head go round. I'll do anything in this whole damn world. I knew a boy who is now a girl, and he knows that a thrill's a thrill. A thrill's a thrill. in your head or live in your heart. If you don't live it all, then why the hell did you start? You see, there's a dream. Even in paradise, even in paradise. The days are in, and the streets are out, and the buyers still leave us all in doubt. They know that a thrill's a thrill. Even in paradise, yes, even in paradise, I'll do anything in this whole damn world. And you're a boy who is now a girl and knows that a thrill's a thrill. A thrill's a thrill, even in paradise, even in paradise. A thrill's a thrill, a thrill's a thrill, even in paradise.
I've decided to be strong. I've decided. Headed in me all alone. I am fearless, yeah. Now that I feel this, and all the way is gone. Finally, I'm unshakable, unbreakable. Solid on the ground. I'm standing solid for whatever comes around. Yeah, I'm ready. And I'm steady in this feeling that I. Unshakable, unbreakable. Finally, my destiny has tested me. Finally, I've heard the call and I'm standing tall. From this moment on,
Welcome back to the second half of North Country Fair on Acoustic Avenue. The 1970s and 1980s witnessed the growth and expansion of folk music festivals across Canada, while the 1990s and 2000s began to emphasize cultural diversity and inclusion. Starting in the 2000s, folk festivals increasingly highlighted environmental awareness and activism. Over time, these festivals evolved to include a broader spectrum of folk music, integrating both contemporary and traditional styles. Born in Morden, Manitoba, and eventually settling in Stratford, Ontario, Lorena McKennett is well known for her eclectic Celtic music that has received critical acclaim worldwide in 15 countries across four continents. In the early years, Lorena ran the music business from her kitchen table, selling recordings by mail order and producing her own concert tours. Today, she leads her own company with responsibilities that include everything from creating strategic business plans to overseeing marketing and promotion. We're over the sun, moon, and stars to have her as part of our North Country Fair, and today she will play The Old Ways. Scott Cook has distilled his travels down into songs powered by a sharp eye for imagery, a healthy dose of humanity, and that unforgettable voice that at the same time intones the rigors of the road and the most comfortable couch you have ever slept on. That's a quote from three-time Juno Award winner David Francie on his fellow Canadian songwriter friend. If you have not been introduced to the music of Scott Cook, please take a moment to open your heart and mind to his world. We have presented Scott a couple of times in small concert venues in our community, and were thrilled when he stood on main stage at our local festival and led the finale with his masterpiece. In our humble opinion, Pass It Along. Even more exciting was the next year when Irish Mithen and Valdi led the encore with this song. And today, we will play Pass It Along from his album One More Time Around. Here is Scott Cook and Lorena McKennett.
Came from a timber, from the body of a tree, through the workshop of a luthier. Now it's on loan to me, and it's good company after dinner, and it fits my hands just fine. But someday another singer with a pair of hands like mine will coax out songs much prettier, still hiding in its strings, and sing stronger, braver words than I could ever sing. Folks are gonna love it, this I'm almost sure. So I take good care of it, 'cause I'm borrowing it from her. Pass it along, pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone. Carry it for a moment, the time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own it. Pass it along. This here is my country. Sometimes it's hard to recognize it, but I count myself lucky to have been born inside it. And I'm grateful for the rights others struggle hard to win. And you can be sure I'm gonna fight when they try and take them back again. Oh, and everywhere are teachers, though some fell along the way, and the words they said still reach us, just like you're teaching me here today. And you may not speak it loud, but it's clear in what you do. And I hope to make you proud, 'cause I borrowed it from you. Pass it along, pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone. You carry it for a moment, but time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own it, pass it along. We're in a hurry to grab up all that's left to use, putting patents on discovery, making seeds that don't reproduce. If our vision is so narrow, seeing only bought and sold, we'll end up like the pharaohs, buried with their gold. We've all pushed this thing along, we've all been guided by our fear. But the river sings a song we've gotta be quieter to hear. It's in every child's face, new and hopeful as a stem. Best be gentle with this place, 'cause we're borrowing it from them. Pass it along, pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone. You carry it for a moment, time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own it. Pass it along. Pass it along. Pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone. You carry it for a moment, time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own it. Pass it along.
This brings us to the final set for today's North Country Fair on Acoustic Avenue. Many festivals emerged during the 1970s and 1980s, including the Festival de Voyageurs in Winnipeg in 1970, North Country Fair in Jussard, Alberta, 1979, and both the Edmonton and Calgary Folk Music Festivals in 1980. These festivals showcased a wide range of folk music styles, from traditional Canadian folk to international genres. Ending today's North Country Fair, we welcome to the Evolution stage two more of Canada's iconic folk singers. Rita McNeil and Joni Mitchell are both notable Canadian musicians who have made important contributions to the music industry. While their musical styles and career trajectories differ, both McNeil and Mitchell achieved significant success in the Canadian music industry. They both received accolades for their contributions, including prestigious awards and recognition of their songwriting abilities. Rita McNeil Cape Breton's first lady of song, wrote songs about conversations, friends getting together, community roots, believing in dreams, working people, taking risks, home, and paying tribute to a loving family. Things that ring true for everybody. McNeil's breakthrough album was Flying on Your Own, released in 1987. It achieved multi-platinum status in Canada and garnered her international recognition. She received numerous awards throughout her career, including 3 Junos and multiple East Coast Music Awards. McNeil's artistry lies in the way she can turn the events of her life into something with which many people can identify. We'll play a classic of hers that exemplifies this artistry with Working Man, about the coal miners of Cape Breton. As one of the most influential singer-songwriters to emerge from the 1960s folk music circuit, Joni Mitchell became known for her starkly personal lyrics and unconventional compositions, which grew to incorporate pop and jazz elements. Producer or co-producer of most of her albums and designer of most of her own album covers, Joni describes herself as a painter derailed by circumstance. We're delighted to have Joni Mitchell as part of our North Country Fair. What would a Canadian festival be without her? For our finale, Joni will close the show with Both Sides Now, the last track on her concept album, released in 2000. This is Rita McNeil and Joni Mitchell.
It's a working man on him. rows and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take. Love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. I really don't know love at all. And feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now old friends, they're acting strange, and they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
Thank you for listening to Acoustic Avenue. This is Ted Crouch signing off, and on behalf of Joe Little, from our hearts to yours, stay safe and love the ones you're with. Peace. Cook's Jam.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter. Beat. Join us every Thursdays at 1 on CLC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Banter. Banter.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Marty Bum, obviously being from Sheffield, and that is where we are staying. So
yeah, and I didn't know that way. For the longest time. I didn't know that they were from Sheffield. I was like, I knew Uncle Jamie loved them, but yeah. I didn't realize that there was an actual kind of connection there, which